Thanks, Pam.
Y'all ready? Can we just take a
roll? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
You are no longer muted.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, April 6th, 2020, and this will be a continuation of the Town Council of Curry Beach Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to continue the meeting?
Make a motion we continue the Emergency Management Meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Earlier today, we had a discussion with the county officials, county commissioners, health department, the emergency department, the mayors of all the municipalities, and the town managers. David and I had a discussion about the policing activities that are going on relative to the ordinances and the penalties and the direction for public safety that we have experienced in the last 2 weeks. I am going to mention that every municipality, Wilmington, Wrightsville, Carolina Beach, and Curie Beach, are in fact enforcing all of the conditions designed to keep us safe. There have been citations written in all towns, and there is a concerted effort to make sure that those people who are acting irresponsibly will be treated accordingly. That doesn't mean everybody gets bopped in the head. It doesn't mean everybody gets a big fine. It means that people are being told, and people who don't get it after they're told can expect to probably receive a citation. In any case, I wanted the people on the phone, and I wanted the commissioners to know that everybody was enforcing across the entire spectrum of New Hanover County. David, was there anything you pulled away from that as well?
No, I just say that every town is, like the mayor said, enforcing. Every town is noting that they're having a lot more people than they're actually catching from their citizens. And it's a issue of resources versus what you get out of it. So I would say that we are probably, based on the conversations, about the same as everywhere else, where 10%, 15%, pick your low percentage number, are actually getting citations or talked to, and another 60 or 70% are slipping out and then slipping back in, and it's a whack-a-mole issue. Having said that, the discussions with public health was that we do seem to be impacting the growth. So New Hanover County, the growth curves that were initially projected are actually lower than projected because of the actions that the multiple municipalities and government entities are taking, which is a good thing. So if you look at what's happening in North Carolina and in New Hanover County versus what's happening nationally, we're ranking in the right way, right? So the actions that are being taken are impacting how rapid the growth curve is in our county, which is important to our first responders and to our medical community. It's buying them time, it's allowing PPE to come in, and it's allowing them to make plans for what's going on. So the growth curve, if you compared it in New Hanover County versus New York City or Seattle, at the same time frame in the event, we're below, which is exactly what we need to be doing and continue doing.
Okay, we will have another call this Thursday for the awareness of council and to determine how the directions that were given that expire on April 13th, what's the next step? So that'll happen on Thursday and probably in time for our next meeting. In any case, let's go to the department heads. Chief Bowden? Any issues over the weekend or today?
A few. Mostly it's been
people on the beach, surfers and that kind of stuff. But our typical complaints on a day-to-day basis are people on the beach, people using private tennis courts. We're getting somewhere around 15 to 20 calls a day, whether it be a private citizen calling somebody's cell phone, calling the office, calling 911, or what have you. But we've been trying to respond to those. Some of the responses the cops and lifeguards are getting are people think that private accesses are still okay to use, which we're trying to educate them. No, it's not. Everything's closed. The beach is closed. Talked to Carolina Beach today. They're starting their informational period going around telling people, hey, the beach is closed. You're not supposed to be on it. So hopefully that will help us, especially on the northern end of the town. Some people are still waiting for us to ride by and get off the beach, and then they're running out on the beach, and as soon as we get back to the office, somebody's calling us saying, hey, there's somebody else out on the beach, come by. So all we're doing is running back and forth right now, and probably 15 or 20 times a day, plus the lifeguards. And I would like to say the lifeguard has done a great job. All they can do right now is give information, and it's up to us to enforce it. Talk with Chief Kennedy. Right now our plan is if a lifeguard gets out with somebody, for them to call us, and we'll go down there and cite them. And if that doesn't remedy the problem, we'll deal with it another way. So, in the event that we need to put cops on the beach 7 days a week for 12-hour shifts, it would roughly cost us about $14,500 a month, roughly, to staff, which I don't think anybody
I don't think the do. Fines would cover that, Mike.
Absolutely. I don't think so either. I think we're doing the best we can with what we have right now. I just wanted to pass along that information that it'd be very expensive for us to catch every single person. And so far, we've written 7 civil tickets. So.
Okay. 7 beach tickets?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Is it for locals or people out of town? Do you have to know?
Everybody.
Okay.
Can you repeat, I think?
Nobody that we've written so far has been a repeat offender. But we've had a few from Carolina Beach.
A second violation, what happens then? A misdemeanor?
Yeah, we may even just go ahead and start going misdemeanors instead of doing civil, because it's getting out of hand. So.
I'm all for the hard line.
All right.
Light them up.
I'm going to have to send the message that we're not going to mess around with it, or it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, if we do that, then, like I said, it's difficult for us to ride it a few times a day and have lifeguards ride it, telling people you can't be on the beach, and then us coming behind them cycling. So it's a catch-22 for us.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Thanks, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Chief.
Chief Kennedy.
Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. There's guard control this weekend too, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. again. Saturday they kicked off a few people. Sunday they had 3 people, all of which were surfers, and all of those complied. And then today they kicked off or notified 14 people, 5 of which were under the age of 12. Like Chief Bowden said, we sat down this morning and came up with an approach that we felt was reasonable. Basically, our guards would patrol the beach, and anybody that they saw walking, we'd immediately call the police department, so that way they could come down and handle the issue. Just like David said earlier, it's kind of a whack-a-mole issue, because by the time they see the four-wheelers coming, they usually take off. So,
so you said most of the people today were under 12 years old?
There was a group of 5 hanging out by the Puri Dunes gazebo, and they were just running in and out. They'd see the four-wheelers coming up and down the beach, and every time they'd see that, they'd take off. So our guards went up and approached them and let them know that they were not supposed to be on the beach, and they complied as well.
Maybe they didn't notify the parents.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah. So, Andy, I know you're on the phone, or Chief, can we issue civil citations to minors? Andy?
That's a good question.
That's why I asked it. Thanks.
Excellent question. In this extraordinary circumstance, I would say, okay, we could get away with it. But normally, I wouldn't suggest that we do.
Well, I don't want to do extraordinary circumstances. Just give us a yes or no, because we'll approach it another way. I think parents have a responsibility for their minor children, and if the police bring them home, I'm fine if they issue it to the parents.
I'd say no.
Okay.
Just issue it to the parents.
So you're okay if a police officer takes a minor child to their parents, they can issue the civil citation to their parents? That works?
Yeah, they can take it to the parents, discuss it with them, and if they're understanding, find the dandy. If they're not, give them a civil citation.
Okay, Chief, are you comfortable with that or no?
We would call the parent.
Okay, fine. Parents, come get them. Okay, that's fine too. Whichever way. Yeah, you don't want to put them in your car to save them.
I definitely would call the parent. We're catching minors on the beach.
Yeah, I mean, this is like the old days. Parents were responsible. And, if parents don't want to be responsible, then we'll help them be responsible.
Well, and there's a perception out there that children aren't able to spread this disease.
Well, that's not true.
And it's not true. And they're still playing out, having play dates and doing all the stuff in the neighborhood and not staying home like they're supposed to be staying home.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your guidance, town attorney. And Chief, at the end, we'll make sure council gives you better guidance after we talk through all this.
Okay.
Chief Kennedy.
For the most part, everyone complied and there was no issues. We did have one woman today thought it was a good idea to give our lifeguard the bird. So, other than that, it was okay.
So that was the extent of her comment.
Sign her for that too.
I hope not.
Sign language.
Give a speech. Come on.
Were you saying sign language was used today?
Sign language was used.
Sign language was used today. Okay.
I believe at a distance, but it was used.
Okay.
Nice.
Fire department call volume is still normal. We did have some donations over the past few days. We were able to procure 10 surgical masks, 50 gowns, 200 gloves, 40 N95 masks, and then that's on top of what Chief Bowden put in for, I believe, 1,000 per department last week. So we're looking good on medical supplies now. And then operationally, we're keeping up virtually just like we have been for the last few weeks, and it's going fairly smooth.
Okay.
Any questions for fire department?
No.
Excellent, Chief.
Commissioners? Okay, thanks, Chief.
I'll make a comment to both the police and fire department. I told them by message, but an outstanding job both of their teams did in the gentleman that collapsed on the side of the road while he was jogging this weekend.
Nikki? Department head Nikki.
Prior request, I looked into the dog park and disc golf opening closures throughout the county. New Hanover County, Wilmington, and Carolina Beach all have dog parks, and they have all closed their dog parks. Riceville Beach does not have one. The county and the Good Hops disc golf courses remain open at this time.
So does the county have a disc golf course?
They have two.
Two? They're open? They're still open? Like other golf courses.
Correct.
Okay. Any comments on council? Do you have anything else, Nikki?
No.
And any questions, any discussion about dog parks?
I really don't want to see us close either one of the facilities up, but if we continue to have problems like the complaint we got over the weekend, we may have to address the dog park at some point. If people aren't practicing the social distance and if alcohol is involved up at the dog park also too.
Yeah, I'm with you. So I think at least the reports, I don't go to the dog park, but the reports from the weekend were that the dog park had lots of people not from Curie Beach that came down because all the other dog parks were closed, and that's the concern. I mean, our whole strategy is to eliminate magnets in Curie Beach, right? That's what we've done. Now we have a new magnet. The question is, do we eliminate it now or do we see how it goes for the next few days and then readdress on Thursday? I'm open to either one, but it is another magnet at this point, especially with all the other ones in the county closed. And I think at least the emails I got from citizens were that there were numerous people that were not from Curie Beach at the dog park over the weekend.
What other views? Any other views?
You know, I want to shut it down. So.
Okay, how about you, John?
Where you at?
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking keep them both open. Dog parks and the...
The tiger in New York got it. So now there's the question of transferable by animals.
Wow.
So, you know, they recommended that people that get it now are to be distanced from their animals. So.
But it's told by the health people.
Look, I understand.
For that reason, we don't need to. I'm willing to leave them open and see if we still have a problem with it.
Well,
I
would like to have a little further discussion on this. So I understand the logic for closing it. I'm not sure I understand the logic for keeping it open. So I'm willing to hear that.
Well, I think during the week, I'm sort of with Alan a little bit. During the week, Nikki and her staff could monitor it and see what's happening out there. The real issue is the weekends, I think. I mean, I don't know, but that's what it feels like. What I'd like us to continue to do as we move forward, just like we did with beach closures, is to at least say, okay, this is when we're going to do it, so people have a couple of days to react to actions now. We should be at the point where we can do that now. And if there are people willing to close it, I just urge that we do that, say a day or two from now versus tonight at 7 p.m. I really have not liked how all of the activities have been so immediate when you've got some time. So I'm open either way with the council.
This would be the only area where we are not following the county.
Oh, fair enough. Huh?
Well, are we planning on meeting before Thursday?
We're thinking Thursday.
Are we going to wait till the county meeting Thursday?
That's what I think. That's what I was going to recommend at the end of this, is we meet Thursday unless there's some huge change. We have to give 6 hours notice, but for a scheduled meeting, the mayor and I meet with the county and the other municipalities Thursday morning. That allows us to respond to whatever they say there, unless you guys see something else changing in the next 2 days. So that would be my recommendation at the end. I'm not saying it's required, but that's my recommendation as emergency manager.
I'm still waiting for the response for me to give to the county as to why, in this particular case, we are not following the county direction.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm open to hear it.
Did the county give us direction to close it off?
I'm sorry, Alan?
We haven't been given any direction to close the dog park, have we?
All the parks closed.
They closed their dog parks. But
yeah, so you're right, Alan, they didn't, but what we've been trying to do is stay in step with the other municipalities.
Absolutely,
and
I think we should.
So that's what Craig said.
They made the call to close certain facilities, we did, but not as a blanket. And if the county wants to address dog parks, then I definitely think we need to go by what the county is recommending.
Well, so did they say why they're closed theirs? Because it must be how they interpreted the county.
It's probably more
state of emergency.
When you have
closed the whole park.
Right.
It's a gathering point.
Right.
That's what it is. It's a gathering point, like every other park, like every other thing, like every basketball court. It's a gathering point. Why do we not want to follow the county on this gathering point? I have not heard anything to change my mind, though I'm one vote. But I will have to explain it, probably.
And make a motion.
Can we wait? Can we give us some thought before and not make a decision tonight?
We can do whatever three of us want to do. We just need to define what it is, right? I mean, that's the great thing about being on a council, is if you get two votes or if you make a motion, then I think Craig's point is, okay, he just, as the mayor, talking to the other mayors and the county commissioners, he wants to make sure and have a clear message on why Curie Beach is doing something different, which that's pretty appealing to me, actually, Craig. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, Craig.
The fact is, you know, we've done a great job, probably better than the other communities, at least in my opinion, so they may disagree, but in my opinion, of being on the team. Right.
I'm hearing Craig loud and clear. I'm hearing his point loud
and clear. Right, right. And so I think that makes me think as well So I'll make a motion. I make a motion we close the dog park effective Tuesday at 5 p.m. So that gives people notice and they can get their dogs out one more time, but it still follows the county.
Second.
And you can change it if you want.
So you have first and...
These folks credit for having any brains. If I drive my dog to the dog park and there's 15 people already there, I'm going to drive back home. If there's two people, I may get out and let my dog exercise.
Well, that was not what happened this weekend.
Right.
People didn't turn around and drive home. They went out there. Now, I mean, I understand some things seem small in the scope of things individually. And I wouldn't argue that. I think, logically, let people walk the dogs. Let's have a dog park and all that. But I'm trying to push the bigger picture. We're following the county. We're following what they've asked us to do, and we're doing the things that they are doing. And any other discussion? If not, we'll call for a vote.
The dog park's not lockable, right? I mean, it's not a...
Yeah, we can put a
padlock sign on
the
it.
Gates.
It's got gates.
It has two gates because otherwise the dogs will get out. Yeah, we can mm-hmm. lock it. Jimmy can lock it just like we did the tennis court.
I thought it was more of an open area.
No, it's gated so you can let your dog off the leash. I mean, Alan or John, it doesn't have to be Tuesday. It could be Wednesday. I just think, saying we did it, the Americans say we're doing it, but we're taking our time. So, to me, the compelling argument is, okay, we're on the team, but being on the team doesn't mean it has to happen really, really fast. You know, I understand there are people that have, although everyone in Curie Beach has some type of yard, so you can take your dog out of the yard, but some people are pretty small and they really appreciate their dogs getting that interaction. People aren't getting that interaction, so I'm not as worried about the dogs getting the interaction personally.
Well,
but you wanted a different time.
I don't know if there's interaction from animals to humans. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if there must be interaction animals to animals, or probably would have got here in the first place. But so the only thing that...
Only the dog park, not the dog.
Not yet, because the other thing, well, we're staying with the county on that as well, right? So the disc golf course we're going to talk about later, because we've gotten some inputs from citizens. We need to post some signs there and tell people they got to do better. Because if they continue on their course, I think we will end up closing it. But right now with the county, we're struggling to keep something open for mm-hmm. people.
Mayor, I walked in here with a hard line. We need to leave the dog park open. I understand your point 100%. Mm-hmm. It is a magnet. John, if people were like they should be and see that there's a lot of people there, and I don't need to get around a group of people, but if I come up and there's nobody at the dog park, why can't I take my dog out there? But our citizens and this people in general don't see it and don't do that. That's just not the way it is. And we can't control that. The only way we can control it is by shutting it down.
Well, I don't think it's people in general. It's the 10%.
It's the continuing escalation of this whole thing.
Yeah.
10% are ruining it for 90% of
that's
the people.
That's right, exactly.
And that's
right.
The bottom line. Yeah. It's a hard line.
So, I mean, I wouldn't say in general,
not be
but
lukewarm, shut it down.
Yeah, unfortunately,
shut it all down.
There's a small number, and unfortunately, there's so many people in New Hanover County, the small number of New Hanover County is still a lot of people, right? So
mm-hmm.
220,000 people with only 10%, that's 22,000 people, and they don't all need to be in Curie Beach at the dog park.
But what we don't want is a magnet.
Right. That's
well,
our strategy.
That's exactly correct.
That's the recommended strategy. Exactly right.
So we have...
We're starting to push the envelope on trying to legislate morality.
You're right. Yeah, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. So we have a motion and a second. What's that?
What's a moral about a dog park?
Well, I don't think...
How we legislate morality.
I think it's activity for me, but okay.
Okay. So we've had discussion... We have, unless you're some willing to amend.
No, I still have
okay.
my motion out there.
The motion is out there. It's been seconded. Yep, it's been seconded. So all in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay. Unfortunately for our citizens, we're going to have to shut that down.
Now, then for the disc golf, I'm not sure what the sign needs to say, but there, I feel, from the feedback we got over the weekend, there needs to be three pretty clear communications. And Chief Bowden and Nikki, help me, any thoughts you have. So one needs to be, you are required to social distance, which is 6 feet spacing. So if they're all standing by waiting, they need to not be in a picture, four of them like I got sent to me, that are all beside each other, right? And I know that, well, we're friends with whatever, whatever. If you're gonna be on a dog park, six, social distancing is number one. Number two, alcohol is not allowed at the disc golf course. And everyone should know that, but there needs to be a clear sign, I think, for that. And then number three is, if you can't follow number one and two, this is gonna get closed too, right? I don't know how to make the sign any clearer than those three items, but I think it needs to be big and bold and out there tomorrow morning.
First thing we do, we do have a disc golf club or organization.
Yeah, tell them.
We can get the information to Mike, and that they have their group, and they can get some of the information out.
I don't think they're the only ones coming.
Well, I know, but
everyone's bored and got a Frisbee.
Yeah, there's a hand group as well, too. So right. we do have a... We do have a way to at least attack it from one angle anyway. Yep.
And I think the other thing, and this is why I wanted to ask Mike to think about it, I'd almost like the sign to say, if we see you with alcohol, you're getting charged. But I don't know if you want us to write down on the sign or not. But for me, if a citizen calls and says there's someone drinking out there and a police officer can catch them with, give them an open container ticket with no warning, because there's a big sign that says that. I mean, what they're doing is risking the disc golf course going away for everyone. And people already don't have anything else to do. So there's a lot of people that have probably never played that disc golf course that are playing now. And I would like for us to leave it open, but people got to act responsibly for that to happen, right? I mean, is that enough guidance, or are you guys, between you and the chief, can come up with?
I mean, I'm not all about being a jerk about it.
No.
Just having a conversation with them, saying, guys.
I don't know. An open container, I'm fine with.
Well,
you know,
I'm talking about.
They should know. And people don't need to come to Curie Beach and then be drinking in the disc golf course and driving all the way back to Wilmington or where they're going. Or even back in the neighborhood. So as far as drinking on the disc golf course, I'm fine with that being a pretty hard line. And if someone says we're a jerk, it's like, no, you're being stupid. That's kind of my view on it.
Any other questions for Nikki?
So I think you've had enough.
Absolutely. Can we get the signs made tomorrow?
I think you had enough fun for one day, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Mr. Batson. How are things going on short-term rentals?
No real update at this point, Mr. Mayor. Found a couple of more potential short-term rentals. Still working with the police department, looking at license plates and double checking. I've got a couple of questions for clarity, though. Over the weekend, or Friday and Saturday, I believe there were some emails that went out from concerned renters to you requesting clarification. So I guess I'd like to know, you know, how hard are we pushing this thing? And how far would you like for me to go? Do I request copies of those 90-day leases? Do I request receipts of payment? How would you like for me to proceed?
I'll let you go first. Sorry, sir.
My particular thought is, if an individual's been here 60 days and they have a rolling 30-day lease, I'm okay with saying that next 30 days conforms to the 90. So I'm not worried about that one. I'm worried about the person who shows up with 30 days and wants a rolling lease. That's not acceptable in my mind. That has to be a 90-day lease, because that's essentially a new lease. Or 60 days on top of the 30 to get to 90. If there is, I guess I'm not sure, are you asking about fining, or are you asking, what else are you asking about?
Yes, I mean, before I cite the individual, I mean, is it prudent and fair for me to ask for receipts of payment and a copy of the lease?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the issue is, if you or the police chief feel that they're trying to skirt what you're trying to do, then I believe as authority figures, it's certainly within your rights to ask for written proof. So I know this puts you guys in a gray area, both of you, but the simple fact is that the short-term rental people need to understand that if you lie to our inspectors, we're going to ask for you to prove it, and if you don't prove it, you're going to get fined. In fact, I'd be clearer than that. If you start the inspection and they take a week to prove it, and then they don't prove it, I think the fine should go back to when you contacted them initially. And then if we have to go to court with the town attorney to back you up on that, we'll do that. And it's not to be mean to anyone that's trying to keep their houses or keep their businesses, but the simple fact is that the strategy set forth by the president, the governor, the county commission, and this council is very clear, and it is to minimize the spread or slow the spread of this disease by stopping people from traveling back and forth. And short-term rentals are certainly the way people travel back and forth in Curie Beach. And if hey, council agrees with me, then I hope you do, and if you don't, tell me and give me better direction, but I'll try to get two more votes.
And I thank you. John Batson standing on my door asking me about it, I'm going to be showing him my contract.
Exactly right.
I'm going to be showing you my payment if I'm legitimate. I don't think you're going to have to have for it if I'm legitimate.
And John, you should get written proof if you believe it's necessary.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify yep. how far you guys want me to push after.
Go ahead and request that, and when it comes to the point, we definitely will issue the fines.
Okay.
And if you have a renter that has problems, a renter or an owner, I'll be glad to explain our strategy. Also be glad to explain that I can come to council and propose to cut off water properties so that they're uninhabitable. I don't know that if the town attorney will approve that or not, but I will, if that's required, to make what we are trying to do happen, I'll be glad to propose that to this council.
All right.
If you run into anything, John, don't hesitate to check with your liaison or David, myself, or any of the commissioners. We'll be happy to feed in and help if we can.
Thank you. That's all I
need. All right.
Thanks. Any questions for me?
Any other questions for John?
Thank you, John.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Great job, sir.
I have a citizen that wants to make a public comment about short-term rentals. Do you want to take it now or wait till the end?
Take it now.
What was that?
Take it now.
I'm fine with that if you are, Mr. Mayor.
I'm sorry, I actually did not hear the question, so it must be my age.
I have a citizen that wants to make a comment about the public or about the short-term rentals. So he was asking, could he do that now?
I guess I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
And then we'll go to your feedback. So state your name and your address, and we'll take your comment. If you go off mute.
You want to just read their text? Or
was it a text?
Did
that work?
Yeah,
that's better.
All right, good. This is David Barton. I'm on Fort Fisher Boulevard South. The comment I want to make is just something I'm seeing in the news in other beach communities, and just for us to be proactive and think about it. I'm hearing and seeing where people are writing 90-day, 60-day short-term or rental contracts so that they can skirt around it and then not having cancellation clauses in there so that somebody can come in for a week on a 60-day rental contract and cancel after a week and basically have their 1 week stay. I think the council needs to be proactive in that and actually be aware of it or think about it.
Well, the only thing, first of all, thanks for the comment. I will tell you that in the investigations that have been going on, our inspector has, in fact, if he's given information, first of all, it has to be 90, but if he's given information and he also gives a warning, if I'm not correct, John, where if I see these guys have left in a shorter period of time, you will hear from me again. So we are cognizant of that fact. We can't get in the contract between the two people, but we can enforce the direction and the ordinance, and that we will do. But thank you for the thanks for the feedback. We're trying to address that.
Thank you.
Okay, Mandy.
One thing that I would like to address, just so we have some directions for the citizen, is the citation appeals process. We've gotten two that would like to appeal their citation. So on a normal basis, we have a process where they would contact us, we send them the form, and then we work with an outside attorney to set up the appeals whole process. Just in brainstorming, one suggestion that came to me was to hold these until the state of emergency was lifted.
We actually have a position on that from our emergency manager with good background.
Yep. So I talked to our appeals attorney, and then we looked at what Chief Justice Beasley of the North Carolina Supreme Court has issued regarding court proceedings. Issued April 2nd, her order contains emergency directives including postponing court proceedings until June 1st. And this obviously, unless there's duress, so like they have emergency redress if you're in jail, if you have civil disputes that have, you know, there's a bunch of redress procedures. Mm-hmm. These involve none of those redress procedures for our appeals or our appeals attorney. And so we will not schedule this until after June 1st, and we will see if the Chief Justice continues to delay this.
Okay.
So please communicate that to anyone that's asking about appeals. The appeals will not be scheduled until after the North Carolina Supreme Court Justice restarts the court system, just like every other appeals process.
Okay.
I think you just tell the citizen that they'll get their appeal.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So I think what I would like to do is, instead of then, everybody goes to the website for everything. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to change this process up just a little bit, especially during this time, and actually put a page on our website that's dedicated simply to this, explain the process, explain the state of emergency, and then have it linked to where it's under How Do I, our town, and under the police department, because chances are that's who's writing their citation, and that's where they're going to go to look for it.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. And you can reference the nccourts.gov website.
And then
the
as well, go ahead and put the form out there with mm-hmm. the process and all of that information.
Exactly.
And I'd also like mm-hmm. to highlight on there that failure to appear for your date is an automatic charge of the fine.
Exactly right.
Okay.
And also on there, can you put having one citation does not eliminate you from having another one? So if you go and get a second one, you have two.
Okay. All right. That's it. That's all I have.
And actually, the chief would say it could move up to a misdemeanor, and then you can go see the DA for the second one.
Misdemeanor?
It could be. That's up to the mm-hmm. officers, but I think that's what the policy we're using, right, Chief?
That's the route we're going, yes, sir.
It's yep.
First one civil.
The first one civil, which can be appealed to Curie Beach. The second one would be a misdemeanor, which would go to the DA.
Okay.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that the first one has to be a civil. It could
exactly
be
right.
into an arrest or
yeah.
citation.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, this is their process if
they've got it. That's right. If it's a Curie Beach citation, that's the process. If it's a misdemeanor or they got arrested, then they're dealing with the DA.
Okay.
Please add that to the website.
Okay.
Chief will be glad to look at it and make sure it sends the message we want.
Okay. Thank you.
Arlen.
Really no new update from finance.
Okay. Thank you. Jim? Is Jim on? Now, he probably got off the phone, but I know that I've seen. Are you on, Jimmy?
Hello?
Yes, Jimmy Mismer?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay, very
yes,
good.
Yes, sir.
All right, I want to get you to say that we get shut down before the discourse box and everything like that.
So, he said we shut down the tennis courts and locked them, but your connection's really bad, Jimmy.
And I think you also locked the light box.
Yes, sir. We put out. I'll lock the
Okay. Well, I think you told us everything we need to know, Jimmy. I mean, your connection is bad. We really can't hear you. You're breaking up. But any questions for Jim, or should we let him go? Okay. Thank you, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Mandy, how many people on the call? Okay. Are there any other commissioner items? I think there is one. Joe, I think you wanted to talk about fines on the website.
Yes. I went down to the pier last night, and the police officers were down there getting some dinner from one of the local businesses. And we were talking, and a lady rode up on her bike and asked them, because of course I don't look like a police officer. And asked them what the fine was for being on the beach, because she could not find it on the web page. And I would just make the suggestion, we put it during this current crisis, we put it on the, even a splash on the web page, hey, during this, until the state of emergency is lifted, these are the fine for being on the beach, or on the dunes even also.
Okay.
Probably not a great way to go into the web page, but it will get attention and hopefully act as a somewhat of a deterrent. Or make it somehow easily accessible on the website.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of it might possibly be due to their confusion as to what the fine is for short-term rental, which is $500 a day, versus a $150 fine for being on the beach. There is a fine for crossing the dunes. I'm not sure what it is. I think it's about $150. And I know we rode a dog on the beach, so you can't have your dog on the beach this time of year. As well, so I know they wrote that as well today, and I think that might be part of the confusion.
Well, so I think Joe's point is, can we put it somewhere very visible on our website so people can access the information easier?
So my thought on that is, we have that pop-up that's resting up there now. Mm-hmm. Is we could do kind of the first thing in our pop-up as a friendly reminder, you will be fined for certain things if you break certain rules or something to that effect during this state of emergency. Please click here to see a list of fines in effect during our state of emergency.
I think that's
perfectly fine.
As long as, I don't want it to be, I mean, we're not a police state, right? So I would like it to be something along the line that you said, mm-hmm. Mandy, which, I mean, we're a family community. Mm-hmm. So something that says, you know, during coronavirus, you know, directions and fines that they can click on, that'd be great. I just wouldn't want to see it. I know, Joe, you're taking a hard line on this one. I just don't want to see, like, those big numbers on the screen.
You won't. That's why you would have to click here.
That's fine.
Okay.
And so when you hit that click here, it's going to take you to specifically the fines.
Yep.
I think that's
we already have links that take you to the county and everywhere else to learn about the coronavirus and what to do and CDC and all of that. So I would really like to, just as a friendly reminder,
I think that's a great compromise. That's a great way to do it.
Perfectly fine.
And it will not impact
section.
It will not impact the look and feel of our site then.
No, it's just in our little pop-up of information.
Yeah. You guys have worked hard on it. It looks great.
Thank
you. I'd like to keep it that way.
Will that be all the fines and you're going to highlight them, or just the coronavirus fines?
Just the coronavirus.
Okay, perfect.
I don't want any confusion about anything
else. Okay, perfect. That's what I was worried about, because we have a whole list, and looking through the list, no one wants to do that either. So the ones that are applicable is perfect.
The ones that are applicable, and it'll be literally click here, and it'll take you to like a Word doc or a PDF in this case, and it'll list them out one by one.
And can you put what authorizes them as well with the number?
Yes.
So they know what authorized it, whether it was our actions or the governor's actions or whoever's actions, so people understand where their basis is. That's perfect.
And I'll work with you as the emergency manager to make sure you're good with it.
Okay, thanks. And Chief.
Yes.
And Joe, since he brought it up.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
I trust we'll be done.
Thank you, Joseph. Okay.
Mayor?
Yes. Yes, Andy.
Okay,
all right, we can do that. I'd open it up for any specific questions that people on the phone may have for counsel. Just remember to state your name and your address.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Pat Long on Swiss Point Lane. In the beginning of the meeting, you said on April 13th, there will be an end of a directive. I must have missed what that means.
So the county's guidance expires on April 13th if it is not extended. That was what we were referring to.
Guidance for everything that we've been talking about?
Guidance for the things that the county has directed us to close, yes.
So,
do I expect it to change much? I don't think so. But we'll listen and we'll have that debate.
Yeah, the county commissioners have to take action to extend their guidance, which we believe they will, but they haven't yet. That's why I said April 13th.
Okay. Because everything that I'm seeing indicates that this is going to be the third week for the next 2 weeks, so is that time to end directive?
Yes, ma'am, we understand. That's why we think the county commissioners will take action. They just have not yet.
When this thing started, they set that date arbitrarily, so it would be reviewed, and it will be reviewed. But like I said, I don't anticipate much changing. So don't...
I understand.
Okay.
And one other question before I go.
Yes.
What is the owner's responsibility on the renting to people that they shouldn't be renting to during this time? I know that it seemed like the gentleman was talking to the renter. Wouldn't it be just a very easier process to let the owners know that they're responsible for the rental property?
Yes, ma'am.
And not renting them during this time?
It is not the renter that is paying that fine. It is either the agency that let them take it, or it is the owner if they have no agency.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, no problem. Any other question?
Hi, this is Gail from Surf Drive, and I may have missed this from a previous call. Are tennis courts in private HOA communities allowed to remain open?
Well, the HOA communities, I believe, have put locks on their tennis courts. I think that was done today.
The county directive was
right.
All private
court. So they should be closed, and the HOAs should be closing them. And I believe the ones here in town that belong to the HOAs are now locked.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, Mandy, I know we need a motion to go into closed session, but do we need to set the next session before we excuse ourselves? We do that when we come back?
Back after closed
okay.
session.
Okay. So
I'll make a motion we go into closed session for attorney, because the attorney asked us to.
Yeah. Attorney client privilege?
I'll say it.
Attorney client privilege.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We'll be going into closed session.
You gotta put us on mute. Andy, we're carrying you into the...
I would like a motion to return to...
I make a motion to return to open session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So for the record, the attorney gave counsel guidance. No actions were decided or taken during the closed session.
Okay. Do I have a recommendation to extend this meeting?
I make a motion we extend it to Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. so we get the opportunity to meet with the other municipalities and county to see if there's any changes.
So, I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
5 p.m. Aye. Yes, ma'am. Thursday.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. We're extended until Thursday.